And good Monday morning, everyone. We had no business of the week last week, which just threw me completely off. Now we're back to business of the week and back to a great business of the week. It's Christ Furniture joining us for the third week that they've been with us. I love it. We did, however, get a swerve thrown at us this time. Jim Christ is taking this one off. Jim said, Bill, I think you and I have just talked about everything we can possibly talk about. I said, Jim, you might have a point there. So on the phone with me today is Tyler Khalit. Tyler is the assistant manager out at Christ Furniture. Tyler, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, Bill. Thank you.
Fantastic. Good to have you on. Jim spoke very highly of you, and that means a lot to me. I think the world of Jim. So how long have you been there, Tyler, out of curiosity?
Just a little over 4 years now.
Oh, okay, so you're kind of the new one in the bunch.
I would say so.
Yeah, yeah, those folks, they when you go to work for Jim, you stay.
That's right.
You know, that says a lot, Tyler, says a whole lot.
That's for sure.
Now, you, you're responsible for pretty much everything out there. I know you handle a lot of the deliveries and things.
That's right, yeah, anything from organizing, delivering, to helping in sales, or, you know, even just small jobs like cleaning up around the place or putting furniture together or working on people's furniture, really anywhere that needs help.
I'll be darned. So you're like Jim. You do a little bit of everything.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, you learn from the best.
Amen. Amen. And I can tell you, in talking with Jim, and I'm not kidding here, I have learned a lot about furniture, Tyler.
I'm sure.
I even learned how to tell good foam from bad foam. Not many people can say that.
That's right.
Now, I always forget, but where are you guys physically located, Tyler?
So we're located at 205 West Broadway, downtown Eagle Grove, right next to the old time and temperature sign by the bank.
That's it. That's how I find you. And the phone number there at the store?
It would be 515-448-3413.
And I'll throw this out because I actually go and look at the furniture every now and then, but it's ChristFurnitureAndMattress.com.
That's correct. I know it's a little bit of a long one, but that's right.
Easy to remember, though. I love it. And I tell folks all the time, Tyler, you can go there, and even if it's not on the showroom floor, you can order right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We encourage it.
And I can tell you from knowing your inventory, if it's not on the showroom floor, you shouldn't need it. It's just...
There you go. I like that.
When Jim told me he had 90 recliners in the store, I thought, good grief.
Yeah, we are filling it up over here.
It is. And you've got four floors there.
That's right.
Amazing. That's right. Amazing to me. All right. Well, I have done what I've always done. I get so excited about it. I talk and forget I have somebody else. What's anything new going on over at Christ today?
Absolutely. Well, like you said, you know, we got over 90 different recliners. And then with that being said, you know, a lot of them are getting wrapped in these family-friendly fabrics that are just so great for kids or adults, for anybody that likes to eat and drink on their furniture. You know, I love to do that
yes.
all the time, and I'm sure a lot of other people do. And, you know, they're made out of great environmentally friendly fabrics, and they use recycled water bottles nowadays.
Yeah.
That helps make them more durable and water resistant.
That is amazing. When Jim first told me about that, it just blew my mind. I didn't know they were doing that. And you can't, I've checked these things out, you can't tell the difference.
Oh, it's amazing. No, it's soft to the touch and just, oh, it's just amazing fabric.
Now, they're making not just recliners, but, I mean, they're making the couches and everything out of this.
Correct, yeah. I know you can get it in recliners and sofas, and even a couple of our new mattresses are starting to carry that same material in it.
Wow, now that's fascinating.
It is, yeah, it really is. And then the mattresses kind of work with a different company where they're more targeting ocean plastic and doing more recycling that way to kind of help the environment.
I'll be darned. Well, either way, it's a great thing, and it puts something to use that otherwise has no purpose.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, folks, as Jim and I talked a couple of times over the past visit, but this is good, Tyler, not only for folks that have kids or people like you and I that just like to eat on the furniture in the living room, but, I mean, if you have dogs or cats in the house, or even if you just are making a furniture investment and don't plan on making another one for a while, this lasts for quite a bit.
That is correct.
So if you're like me and you're not trading in your couch every 3,000 miles. Now, furniture, you know, we joke about that, but furniture is not just a purchase, Tyler. I mean, Jim and I discussed it. It's an investment in your home.
It really is, yes. And yeah, you absolutely get what you pay for when it comes to quality.
Amen to that. We talked about, you know, you go in some stores and you see the $299 couches and you get a $299 couch.
That is correct. That's right.
Not to point any fingers, but we all know.
Right.
That's right. We all see them. Now, something you guys have, Tyler, that I think is really interesting, and I never would have thought of, but in today's world where things are kind of shrinking down in size, you guys have furniture for smaller homes and apartments and things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, we like to carry a very large variety of different size tables and sofas and things like that. I mean, more companies now are starting to offer more like apartment sized sofas, and those come in a lot of different sizes and, again, tons of different colors and fabrics, and we can get them in those wonderful stain resistant fabrics that are environmentally friendly as well.
That is amazing. And, you know, stain resistance, so important. You know, how long is your average couch, Tyler?
You know, it really depends on a lot of different brands, but, you know, a lot of these can go, you know, 10, 15 years. I mean, a lot of them, it could last you a long, long time as long as you take care of it, right?
Yeah. So imagine, folks, you've got an opportunity now that one guest that comes over that always spills a plate full of something in the middle of the couch.
There you go.
You've got a chance now for that stain to not be in your living room for 15 years.
That is correct.
That's right. And, you know, I've looked, Tyler, and I just moved here in July, so, you know, I had to look around, too, when I moved. But the pricing is not really that much different on these nicer, higher-end fabrics that we're getting from the recycling.
Right. No, absolutely.
It's amazing.
I'll agree with you there.
Amazing to me. Tyler, how was Christmas over there at Christ?
You know, really great. You know, we were lucky that the weather wasn't too bad for a lot of people to come out and shop, and we were very fortunate to get a ton, and I mean a ton. It was like truckload after truckload of furniture coming in right before Christmas.
Fantastic.
That helped a lot of people out that way.
I know Jim and I talked about how a lot of couples now, rather than buying the little, you know, here I thought of you gift, they're actually going in together and picking out new furniture for Christmas.
That's right. Yeah, you know, and just spending, you know, just that little bit more can really be, you know, a good investment for, you know, the life of your home and for the life of you guys.
Adds so much to a home, too.
That's right.
You know, one little piece can just change a room completely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Tyler, that's, believe it or not, see, I told you how easy this was. I didn't let Tyler get many words in there. I had a lot of questions, but
good.
So Tyler will be back with us tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning, and Tyler will do it all over again.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for having me, Bill.
Oh, thank you, Tyler. It's been a pleasure. I was nervous when Jim said he wouldn't be with me, but he said, I'm going to give you this guy, Tyler, and you'll be fantastic. I said, well, that's, if he's all right with you, he's all right with me. It's Christ Furniture. Let me see if I remember this, Tyler. Test me here. 205 West Broadway?
Yep.
Oh, wonderful. And that's in Eagle Grove. And the way I remember it, the way Jim taught me, is it's right next to the old Time and Temp sign.
That is correct.
Can't miss
Good
it.
Job.
It's ChrisFurnitureAndMattress.com. I encourage you, check out the website, folks. We joked about it the first whole week, but we're serious when we say this. If you want a bright purple recliner, Jim and Tyler will order it for you. This is not a problem. It was a running joke the first week, but we want people to know we're being honest.
That's right. Yeah, we can get it done for you.
That's right. That's right. All right, Tyler, you have a fantastic day, and we'll see you in the morning.
You as well. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tyler. And I'll be back right after this.